The Rishonim and later Mefarshim are oimed on the fact that Lashon, beginning of the parsha, is Boy El Paroi, when Lechura, the appropriate Lashon, would have been Tse El Paroi. There are a few Kama Mahalchim, the Balaturim, and more Bariches in the Pirish HaTur HaOruch. And Eisar Rabbeinu Bachai also learns like that. So Vur, B'divrayim, that the Pirish of Boy means going into a house. Even if it's leaving and going to, it means you're going into a house, that's the Lashon of Boy. And say connotes going to something outside. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was being told to go to Beis Paroi, so then it was Boy El Paroi. But those makas where Moshe Rabbeinu went to be Mazir in Liad HaYeor, outside, by the Yeor, there it says either Tzei or Yisiatzei, if it doesn't say Boy. Now what the significance is, that some of the makas, the Hasra took place Liad HaYeor, and others of the makas, the Hasra took place the Beis Paroi. So there you take a look in the, you can see in the Torah Aruch and in the Rabbeinu Bechaya a couple of Mahalchim in it, what the Nafkamina is between them and what the point was. But that's one Taich in Boy El Paroi, that Boy connotes going into a house, an open, a closed place, and Tzei connotes going outside. Other Rishonim say that the Kavan of Boy is because it's like Boy Imi, come with me. The Shechina, it's referring to the Shechina. The Shechina is with Moshe Rabbeinu, going with Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's Boy, it's come with me. Now, if that's true, so why doesn't it say Boy even when he went to the Yair? He's also presumably going with the Shechina. So the Chizkuni and the Pirush Balei HaTosfos, they say that's because since Paroi by the Yor was Isis from Tzrochov, so it's not min haroi that the Shechinah should be muzker there, that the Shechinah should be mentioned there. And they say a different chilek as well. That's before you can look, you can see that in the Chizkuni and the Pirush Balei HaTosfos. The Archaim HaKodesh writes here Dvar Nifloim. He, Itaka, learns Lemaisa, that Boy means going into the house, but in a whole different sense. This is his Lashon. Klal ze biyotcho. Kol mokoy sheyoymar Boy El Paroi, yichavein loymar loy. It means that he's telling Moshe sheyikones el traklin sheloy beloy hash'olas rishus, that he should go into the palace of Paroi without any rishus, just walk in. Hagam shehoya loy kemishpat hamelochim, even though, as all kings have, he had shomrei habayit. Just go inside without asking anybody, and you'll meet no opposition. You had armed people, shomrim, armed guards, v'aroyos, and lions, v'klovim. And he came in without a meineya v'klov. And he brings a Meiridik Araya to this Chazal, the Yerachayim HaKodesh. What did Paroi tell Moshe? Al Toysif Ro'is Pona, Yishamar Lecha, you shouldn't come here. He warns Moshe Rabbeinu that you will not be able to come back to me. What's he have to be Masra and Moshe not to come back to me? He should just tell his guards that they shouldn't let Moshe in. El Al Karchach, he says, Ki Loi Omdun Hinegdoi, because Paroi saw that nothing, all the armed guards that he had, and the lions and the dogs and whatnot, none of them were able to stop Moshe from coming in, believe Rishus. Lezeh, says the Archaim HaKodesh, Hoya Hashem Tzarech Leimar Loi, that's why HaKodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Boy El Paroi, Pirush, he kones, go in, V'alei elav, and go to him. V'leisosim libcho lemaineya ba'olam u'bizman. And don't be put and don't pay heed or any attention to any maineya that there is. Uzman Shahoya Paro Yoitza Hamaima, where he went by himself, there he said, Leichel Paro, Kisham Ein Shaimrim Liromeh. So you don't need this Vart of Boy. So, Bekitzer, what does he say? Boy means go into the Traklin Balei Rishus. Go in. Go into the Traklin. That's just Stam, leave. Come into the, go into the Traklin. That's the Lashon of Boy. And the Chiddush of it is that there are Mainim, there are, you shouldn't be able to while there Chateva get into the Traklin. There's Aroyas, there's Shemim Zuyonim, there's Klovim, how do you get in? Right? But the Eivish that told you to go in, go in. Pay no heed to all these things because there'll be no difference. It's a mirror, because they'll make no difference and you'll be able to get in. It's a mirror that you say lamaisa. So you say in life that if the Eibishter says to do something, if the Eibishter says to do something, no matter, and you do what the Eibishter says, there's all kinds of mainim. There's shemim, there's uyanim, there's klovim, aroyas. If the Eibishter says go, you go. And the teva doesn't pose any problem. If you do the Dvar Hashem, you're fine. That's the yisayid of Boy El Pari. That's what the Nilmad, the Arachayim HaKadosh says from Boy El Pari. Alpi, what the Arachayim HaKadosh says, this chilek, the Boy El Pari, the bias, the significance of the Beis HaMalchus is the difficulty in getting into it. It's the seat of the power of the king. Right? All the armed guards of the king, the security. The king is at his strongest in his palace. With that yisod, perhaps we have Rishus to teach it in a bit of a different way. Boy El Paroi is referring to the Shechina bed. But Boy El Paroi doesn't mean come with me, but rather come to me. I'll give you a mashal. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech says as follows: beginning of the pasuk of Shach, the tzaddik l'vrocha is Ma'ira. The beginning of the pasuk says that when you will be set with ra'ois, rabbis, v'tzorois, three terms: ra'ois, rabbis, v'tzorois. The end of the pasuk, on the other hand, says, they're only referred to as Ra'is. It doesn't say Rabbis and Tzoris. Explains Rav Shach that when a person doesn't realize that everything that's happening to him is coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so every Ra that happens to him is a thing b'fnei atzma. So if a person is beset with Kama Ra'is, number of bad things, each one is viewed as something else. Mamela, the adjectives tzorois and rabbis are appropriate. What's rabbis? 10 different bad things are happening to him. He's getting hit from all sides. That's rabbis. There's a multitude of them. There's many of them. If you do have this many of them getting hit from all sides, it's meitzar. It presses you. It makes you lachutz. It puts lachatz on you and you're pressured from all sides. That's tzorois, milashon tzar. So when you don't know that the Eibishter is behind it, it's tzorois, the rois are tzorois rabbis. Tzorois and rabbis, there's a multitude of them, and the lochets, they put pressure on you. You feel locked in. But when you come to the hakara of alki ein elokai v'kirbi, that it's because of the Eibishter, if it's coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so that it's not rabbis anymore. Everything that's happening to you is one yisayid. The Eibishter is learning up something with you. You're not lachutz anymore. You're not being locked in and pushed from all sides and squeezed. It's one thing. The Eibishter is coming to tell you something. What that is, you have to know. You have to learn. You have to be misbeinan. But it's something which you can be misbeinan and which you can do. At that point, once you know it, it's alkiyena lekai bekirvi, it's no longer the rose are rose, they're perceived as rose. But it's no longer tzoros, it's no longer rabbis. That, I think, is also the taich of the pasuk, because gam ki elech v'geitz al-moves, lo'ira ra ki ato imodi, The Taich is, why when I go b'geitz al mavis, why is la'ira ra? Ki ata imadi, because I realize that in that ra itself that's happening to me, ata imadi, the ata imadi is in the hefta of that that's happening. In the etzem ra that's happening to me, in the etzem geitz al mavis is ki ata imadi, that itself is the ata imadi. That's the Taich here in the pasuk of Boy El Paroi. Boy El Paroi, what the Lashon of Boy El Paroi is coming to say, Boy Paroi, come to me, who am, I am with by Paroi. It's not Paroi doing it, it's I am doing it. Like the pasuk is Mamshech, Ki ani chbadati es liboy leman shisi, as I say, say ele bekir, but who's the pile over here? The pile over here that's doing what's happening to you is not me, is not Paroi, it's the Eibishter. So if the Eibishter, come to me, who am by Paroi. I am doing what's Paroi, come to me. That's the Lashon of Boy El Paroi. And it's a meritical limud in life that every person at various times in life feels certain pressures. Every person at various times in life has tzaras or certain things that are, you know, difficult times. It's very important to keep things in proper perspective, that the difficult times are not meant to be difficult times for the sake of difficult times. But afuch, it's the Rabbeinu Shalalem doing it. The Rabbeinu Shalalem, who's Kulei Toiv, is the one doing it to be Ma'irer us, to be Ma'irer us, to go out of Derech HaYashar and to become better. That etzem yediyah gives us koyach and makes it leichter because it's the Eibishter's with us and the Eibishter's kulei toiv, so we know that toiv, that ultimately toiv will come out of it. The Shabbos.